Have your Bible, turn to John chapter 21. John chapter 21 and verse 1. The Bible says, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise showed He Himself. There were together Peter, Simon, and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of His disciples. And Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. And they said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered Him, no. And He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom James whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. And now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisherman's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net of fishes. And as soon as they were come to the land, they saw the fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus saith unto them, bring up the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto him, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after He was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. And he saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou wast old, shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter turned about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. I want to preach for just a few minutes this morning. I'll try not to be too long. I know I read this whole chapter, but we want to just hit it in places here this morning. And I want to preach for just a minute, if God will be my help, on this thought, this man, Jesus. I want to preach on this thought, this man, Jesus. Now we see what takes place here. We see that the disciples have seen a resurrected Savior. They've seen Jesus crucified, buried, and resurrected. They see Him alive and well. That's what they're talking about. We said after these things, after they had seen Jesus, after they'd seen Him get up, I would to God this morning that we could just see Jesus alive. We could just see Him real. We could see Him resurrected from the dead. That He come out of place. That one day we may go, but I want to say if we trust in Him and we rely on Him and we adhere to Him, praise God, we don't have to worry about that awful place called hell. We don't have to worry about death this morning. We can just start out right here, right now, and say, glory be to God. I'm just going to shout her out, praise God. Forget about the pound. Forget about myself, praise God. And I'm just going to give God glory for the promise that He's made to you and me. Amen. Had already been made part of it. They'd already seen the risen Savior. But the Bible says that this, in this story here, he lays it out for us. And he said, after all this, these men get here. Simon Peter, he says, I go a-fishing. Amen? He said, I go a-fishing. And they say unto him, verse 3, said, they also said, they also go, he said, we also go with thee. And they went forth, they entered into a ship immediately. Didn't hesitate, didn't wait, didn't think about it, didn't pray about it, didn't ask God about it. I'm afraid that's where we get in trouble sometimes. We don't take time to ask God what He'd have us do. Amen. We don't take that and get take time, praise God, to see where God would have us do. In other words, what I'm saying, if we ain't very careful, we'll go back right back to our old ways if we ain't careful. Amen. This old flesh will take us right back to where we used to be. Amen. And the sad part about that is if we do that, a lot of times we take others with us. There's a lot of folks watching us tonight, church. There's a lot of folks watching you. There's a lot of folks watching me. There's a lot of folks watching this church just to see what's going on. See what's happening. See what you're getting. Amen. There's a lot of folks that are watching us tonight that they want something. They desire something. They'd like to have something. They'd like to have what we got. They just don't know where to get in at. Amen. I want to say there's a place to get in, and His name is Jesus Christ. Our Lord, praise God. If we come in through Him, praise God, He is the door. He's an open door, an effectual, praise God. It's a door that'll work for you, and it'll work for me, and it'll work for this community, and it'll work in our homes, and it'll give us the peace and the joy that passes understanding. But Peter said, I go a-fishing. Amen. This man, Jesus, He said, I go a-fishing. He said, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. I want to say, number one, they looked out there and seen Him, and they see Jesus as a stranger. Amen? I wonder how many times in our life we look out and we see Jesus as a stranger. How many people in this world, how many people maybe in our home or in our families, in our neighborhood, our community, they look out and they see Jesus as a stranger. They don't see Him as somebody they know. They don't see somebody that could help them, praise God. They don't see what the Lord wants to try to do for them, praise the Lord. But all they see is just somebody's told them about. Amen? Praise God. They don't have no help. Amen. We can't do nothing without Him. Amen? We can't. That's why I said John 15:50. What did he say? Or John 15:5. He said, "You can do nothing without me." Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, when we choose to be on Jesus' side, and we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Praise God. I'm glad this morning that we have a helper. Amen. To help us, we have a stay. Praise God. In the time of trouble, we have somebody that can come around and help us. Praise God. When the storms rise, amen. And they will rise. Amen. But they looked around and they seen Him as a stranger. Amen. Praise God. And they seen the Lord. They seen Him. He said, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. I wonder how many people are looking around the world today. I wonder if people are looking at our lives and trying to figure out where we're at, what we're doing, why we do what we do. And to them, Jesus is a stranger. The man Jesus. Amen. The great man Jesus. The God man Jesus. Amen. He come to where they was. And they knew Him not. Amen. I wonder, a lot of times Jesus is coming to where we're at and we don't know Him. I mean, we don't expect Him. If you don't expect Him, you won't see Him. You know, if somebody, hey, if you're there in your house and somebody comes by to see you and you're not expecting them, you might miss them. Amen. They wasn't expecting Jesus. They should have been. Because Jesus done told them, He said, go to Galilee and wait for me there. Amen. Peter said, instead of doing that, said, I'm just going to go down to go get in the boat, go back to my old way, praise God, and go back fishing. You say, well, preacher, what about Peter being like that? What about me and you being like that? How many times have we turned our back on God? How many times have we went back a direction and we know we shouldn't have went? Amen. The righteousness of God pointing us in another direction, but we rebelled and rebuked against God. Amen. We went our own way. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that the kindness of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, praise God, even when we're disabled, even when we failed our own, amen, praise God, He comes to where we are, even in our disobedience, even in our rebellion, praise God, He comes to where we are. You remember, can you think of the times that the Lord has come to you when you were in rebellion? Amen. You say, preacher, I've never been in rebellion. Well, you better be careful. Amen. I believe we've everyone rebelled against God. We've everyone done things that was contrary to God. You say, how do I know? Because we've not fulfilled the law of God yet. Amen. We've not done everything that this book tells us to do in the right fashion. Amen. So we see Jesus, they see him on shore and they see him as a stranger. But then not only do they see him as a stranger, verse 6, they begin to see him as a master. Amen. I like it when we begin to see him as a master. In other words, when the Lord Jesus Christ begins to take charge. Yeah. Have you ever noticed how things seem to change when the Lord begins to take charge? I mean, we don't see him as a stranger anymore, but we recognize him as the Lord Jesus Christ. We recognize him as somebody that's special in our lives. Amen. Somebody that does special things for you and I. I won't say this more. There's nobody like Jesus in your life. Amen. Your mom and daddy may love you. My mom and papa may love you. They may have you spoiled rotten, Amelia. Amen. Did I say that out loud? Amen. But I tell you what, they still can't love you like Jesus does. They can't love you to give yourself themselves for you like Jesus did. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when we get over being a stranger and he becomes the master of our lives. When Jesus begins to take charge, then our failures begin to turn into success. Amen. Our failure. Look what he says here. He said, Jesus said unto them, verse 6, cast the net on the right side of the ship and ye shall find. Now the Bible says that they had toiled all night and caught nothing. Now these were master fishermen. I mean, this is I'm gonna preach over here. These were master fishermen. They knew what they were doing. I mean, they were skilled at catching fish. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But when the great master come along. Amen. And he said, hey, he said, children, have you any meat? Have you caught anything? And they said, no, Lord. Ain't caught a thing. And then they were standing there trying to figure this thing out. And Jesus Christ says, cast the net on the right side of the ship and you shall find. And then they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. I said that to say this morning. I wonder, church, if we ever realize how close sometimes we are to victory, how close we are to seeing and to having success in our life. If we just trust in the Lord, call upon him, stay with him, be led of the Lord, praise God. They were within a boat's width of success. They were a boat with Brother Rick of being victorious in the Lord, praise God. But I want to say they were even closer than that. Amen. They were catching on one side, fishing on one side. He said, go the other. But I want to say, praise God, they was in the middle of the boat. They were closer than you would think. Yeah. Amen. I want to say today, church, we're closer to victory than we'd ever think. We're closer to victory when we have the Lord Jesus Christ than we could ever imagine. The old devil will throw up something and say, well, you know, you fished all night and didn't catch a thing. He said, boy, I wasn't even fooled with throwing that net out again. It'd be just waste of time. But Jesus said, amen, when the master speaks, when Jesus said, he said, cast your net on the right side and you shall find, praise God. You know what you ought to do, glory to God? You ought to roll up your net, get it all situated, and cast it on the other side. Praise God, expecting it to be filled. Amen. You know what? I know a lot of us through this past year, we come upon hard times, situations, difficulties that we face. Amen. Amen. Times when we were persuaded that we didn't know what we was going to do. But we knew that we served a God. And that we had a Savior. And we had the Lord Jesus Christ cares about us. And He promised He'd be there for us. And He'd not neglect us. But praise God, He'd come through. And through faith, we just kept believing that even when we couldn't, He could. And He come through, praise God, in a mighty fashion, right on time. Begin to meet those needs. Begin to take care of those situations. Begin to lift us up, praise God, and to bring us out. And we couldn't feel it. Glory. You know, it just blows your mind. How in the world? I never thought it could happen on this fashion, but God, your God, He come through again for you. Praise God. Amen. Just you're that close to victory. It's right on the other side, amen. And when we admit our failures, when we admit, praise God, you know, Lord, I failed in this. Lord, I haven't done what I should have done in this. But Lord, I know you're able even now to come through, praise God, for me. Yeah. Amen. And then we become not only confess our failures, but we begin to be obedient to the Lord. Say, Lord, you know what? I want to do those things that's pleasing you. I want to obey you, praise God. I want to see victory. You know what happens? We can know that victory is there, amen. That we're just a prayer away from victory. Amen. The Bible says we can have those things asked when you ask them believing. Amen. Say, Lord, you know I've got a situation here. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my shortcomings. Hey, I've tried to solve it by myself, but Lord, you forgive me for trying to do the stuff in self-will, God. And I want you to just forgive me of that. And Lord, I want you to take over. Talked to folks the other day. Amen. We was talking about it, talking about, you know, the hand of God and how He directs, and talking about that old bumper sticker that used to said, God is my co-pilot. I said, that's where we messed up years and years ago. We already got out. I went around the car, got in the passenger seat, and let God drive this thing. Amen. Let God take us where He'd like for us to be. I want to say, praise God, you do that, it'll be a whole lot better journey. Have a whole lot better trip. And a whole lot less fussing and fighting and feuding along the way. Amen. Have you ever noticed when you get in a car to go to church, especially to the house of God, how the devil will jump right in the middle of it? Try to tear stuff up, mess stuff up, get in the middle of stuff. Amen. Try to put the brakes on, throw stuff in the floor. Amen. Hey, just about time you're loaded up, geared up, prayed up, heading up. The old devil will stick his ugly head and say, ha, where you think you're going? Amen. But I'm glad there's a God, praise God, when we trust in Him. Amen. We can see His hand upon us. We can see His goodness to us. Not only we see a Jesus as a stranger to them that they needed to see, we didn't see only see Jesus as a master, praise God, that they need to listen to, but we see Jesus as the host. I want to say this morning, praise God, that Jesus is the host with the most. He's got everything that you need. What we need to realize is, well, I thought about it as Brother Rex was teaching this morning, talking about, Paul was talking about that the Lord had everything that they needed. Amen. Paul was trying to point them to Jesus, say, hey, listen, Jesus is, He's your supply. He's all that we need. He's what we can trust in when you can't trust in nothing else. Amen. What we need to do is just realize that Jesus is that we need. And just decide on whether or not, a lot of people need to decide whether they're going to let Jesus help them or not. You know, that's where faith and for believing and unbelieving is. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? I know I'm not preaching to myself because God doesn't give it to me. But He said we're in a place between believing and unbelieving, and the Lord Jesus Christ is in the middle, praise God. I want to say, amen, I want to be in that place of believing on Him. That I might receive from Him that in abundance, praise God, He's got for me. Yeah. Boy, His stuff's good. Amen. I like it. I like it when He pours it out on me, praise God. I like it when I get the can't help it. I like it when I can praise Him and give Him glory for all that He's done. I like it the way He's touched, praise God. In the last few weeks, He's just done miracles, just one after another, when it seemed situations were so dire. In 1 minute, in 1 moment, 1 hour, God take that and He'd turn it around. You say, preacher, how could He do that? Because He's God. Amen. Amen. Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows every cell in our body. We think He can't take care of some little old affliction, some little old something in you and me. I mean, I want to say, praise God, hey, listen, when I get the feeling of a sniffle come on, I put it in Jesus' hands. Amen. I say, Lord, I need you to touch me. Amen. I need you to touch my body. I need to be able to say, to preach and proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Devil's been trying to choke me down. Amen. Devil can touch the flesh, but praise God, he can't touch my soul. Amen. Amen. He can't touch that inner thing that I've got in me, praise God. You say, preacher, I wouldn't call the Holy Ghost. I wouldn't call Jesus a thing. Praise God, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
They live down in my soul, praise God. It don't matter how the devil tries to choke Brother Kevin. Amen. Brother Kevin said he can scratch him out. He marks it. Every time I cough, he marks it down. Amen. Praise God, marks it on the tape, knows where it's at, praise God, he cleaned up. I won't say, praise God, that's what God can do for you, praise God. He can mark down everything you do, everything that's bad in your life, praise God, and he can clean it up. Amen. He has the means. So we see him as the host. And the Lord, they come out there, and the Bible says, as soon as, verse 9 says, as soon as they were come to land, they saw the fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Amen. Ain't you glad we got a host like Jesus? Who got a host that'll set the table? And it amazed me. I got to reading this. Now, the Bible says here that they was six men, and they were doing all they could to drag those net of fishes. Amen. But the host of the Lord Jesus Christ, he come along and he seen them there, and he had set up a table for them. He had built a fire. He had cooked the fishes. He had put on the bread. Amen. Before they even got there. Before they was expecting it, praise God, God had done set up a table for them. Amen. He went before them. I will say he goes before us all the time. He's constantly setting a table if we'll just come and dine.
Amen.
Amen. But I like this here. Jesus says in verse 10, now these fellows was a struggling, rowing, towing, they pulled this big old net, 153 great fishes. And they pull them up there. And they're just wore out. I can just see them just huffing and a puffing. Peter looks at that fire and he sees them. I bet it brought a lot of memories to old Peter's heart. But the Lord speaks to Peter. Now listen to this. He said, and Simon Peter, he said, Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. And the Bible says, now watch this. Verse 1 says, Simon Peter went down and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. Amen. I pray God, I want to say, glory God, when Jesus commanded it, when Jesus asked it of him, Peter went down there and he got a hold of that net. Praise God, that six men had been a dragging, and he got a hold of that net all by himself. I believe he began to drag that thing up on the shore because Jesus had told him to go ahead. Amen. I want to say this morning, praise God, the Lord's commandment is God's enablement today. If God commands you to do something, God asks you to do something, praise God, He'll enable you to do that. Oh, hey, listen, don't you let the devil tell you you're weak and that you can't. I want to tell you, praise God, the Lord of hosts said you're strong and you can. Amen. The Lord of hosts is what's going to take us into glory one day.
Amen.
Present us for the Father. One day in a little while, we're going to move in there, praise God, the Lord of hosts is going to take us all in and spread his arms out and say, welcome, young'uns. He said, to the portals of glory. Amen. Well, what a time we're going to have. Because the Lord of hosts has gone before us. Praise God. He give us the victory. Amen. But notice something else about this, the kindness of the Lord's heart. Even though that these fellows had failed, even though they had sinned against him, even though they had failures in their life, even though Peter had denied him three times, he's going to reinstate him for the ministry. But before that, praise God, he sets him down and feeds him. Amen. I don't, glory be to God. How better to get your attention? How better to show you the love of God than to feed you, praise God, before He begins to correct you, before He begins to point you in the right direction. Amen. The kindness of the Lord, we ought to have that kind of kindness today. Amen. We ought to have that kind of kindness for old lost sinners today. Amen. That we could feed them. As Brother Bill said, praise God, if your neighbor makes you mad, bake him a cake. Amen. A good one. Don't add no extras to it. Amen. Give one that'd be nutritious, one he'll enjoy, one he'd be glad that they got. Amen. But we see Jesus as a stranger. We see Jesus as a master. We see Jesus as a host. But we also see Jesus as a shepherd. Now, this is the most important part of the ministry. Amen. Is seeing Jesus Christ, that loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We see that when we see that them being obedient to Him. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine. Amen. And none of them asked him who he was because now they realized. How do they realize who Jesus was? Because the love he showed them. Yeah, you'll never have to wonder about who Jesus is because he'll show you love. He'll show you compassion. He'll teach you the ways of God. He'll show you his heavenly Father, praise God. Amen. So we see him as he's doing that. You know, all of our ministry, any ministry we have, praise God, your ministry, my ministry, it has to be based on how much we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? If we don't love the Lord Jesus Christ, we can't love people. You can't love your wife, right, if you don't love Jesus. Amen? You can't love your husband, right, if you don't love Jesus. Our ministry, you saw a preacher being married, is that a ministry? Oh, yeah. Being married is a big ministry. It's a ministry. It's a ministry of love, right? Where do we get love from? We get love from the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, we don't know love. But praise God, we see Christ. We see Jesus the shepherd in the love that He showed to these fellows. We see the Jesus Christ the shepherd in the love that flows out of Him. Amen, because of who He is. That flows, amen, from the love. And we see the ministry of Jesus Christ as the shepherd, as we love those that love Him. Amen. You love the brethren. He said, that's how we know that we're children of God. Because we love the brethren, because we love each other. Amen. If you don't love your brothers and sisters Christ, then you're lost. Amen. You're just lost. But praise God, if we love each other, praise God, that's a sign that we're saved. And we're part of the family of God. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ. We see Him as a shepherd, praise God. We see that love flowing. And then we see the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord. Amen. We see Him as the Lord. The Bible says that He asked Him, He said, do you love me? He asked Peter, said, do you love me? This is a test. If the Lord could speak to you, what He would ask you up front, He said, do you love me? Do you really love me? Do you really love me? Well, Lord, you know I love you. Yeah, but do you really love me? Amen. When situations ain't so good, do you love me? Lord, I love you in all situations. Lord, I love you in all circumstances. Lord, you know my heart. Whoa. Does it love you? The thing is, He knows our heart today. He knows whether we truly love Him or we don't. Amen. He wants to be our shepherd. Jesus is the shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd, my shepherd. But we got to love Him. You say, preacher, why would I love the shepherd? Because the shepherd's the one that keeps the sheep out of trouble. The shepherd's the one that makes sure the sheep are fed. The shepherd's the one that tries to make sure sheep are growing. Amen? The shepherd's the one that tries to make sure the sheep are where they're supposed to be. Amen? That's that love that flows out that lets you know. But not only is he a Jesus shepherd, but He's Jesus the Lord. And he says to Peter, verse 19, he saith unto him, follow me. Amen. So who do we follow, preacher? We follow the Lord. Amen. He told Peter in the beginning, he said, take up your cross and follow me. Amen. Told a rich young ruler, take up your cross and follow me. He said, get rid of the world and get rid of anything, influence that would hinder you. And said, come and follow me. Yeah. Amen. This man, Jesus. Amen. He was a stranger. But He took us in. Amen. He's the master. He's the one that's in trouble. He's the one that has all authority for our lives. He's the Lord of hosts. Amen. He's the one that takes care of and ministers to us and gives us whatever we need. We won't find it by ourselves. We'll get what we think we need. I told a young man the other day, he was talking about a girlfriend. I said, you better just sit back and ask God to send you the young lady He wants you to have. I said, you get out and try to hunt her up, you'll find something. Amen. But it probably won't be something that you'd like to stay with the rest of your life. Amen. We need to be careful. He said to follow after Him. Amen. Follow after Him. He said, we without looking back. He said, we have to focus on the Lord. We have to follow. You know, you can't follow somebody if you get to looking back. Amen. You get to running down the road. You get trying to stay with somebody. If you don't know where you're going and they're taking you somewhere, you better hang close. You get to looking back, you'll lose them, and you won't know where you're going. Amen. You'll be lost. You'll be having to get on the line and call somebody. Phone a friend. Amen. If we get to looking back. Now, it's okay to look back and say, Glory God, I'm glad I know where Jesus brought me from. But if we get to go look back and long and after those places, praise God, we'll get sidetracked and we'll lose our way. Peter got to looking around. He looked over at John the Beloved. And he said, Lord, what about this fella? Now Jesus done told him, said, follow me. He said, what about this fella? If we ain't careful, we get to thinking about other people's ministry, praise God, and we'll forget the direction God wants us to go in ours. You say, preacher, I don't got a mentor. Yeah, we do too. But if we get to meddling in somebody else's, praise God, we'll take our eyes off where God wants us to go. Amen? He wants to take us somewhere. He wants to do something for us, praise God, if we'll let Him. But Jesus said unto him then, Jesus said unto him, verse 22, said, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And what does he tell us to do? What does he tell Peter to do? Again, he said, follow thou me. You know what we need to do today? We need to take our eyes off everybody else, put our eyes on Jesus, and just follow Him. Amen. Follow the Lord Jesus. He'll take us places. Amen. It'll be good places. It'll be places of hell. Why? Because this man Jesus, because of all he is a stranger to a lot of the world. But praise God, to me, He's my greatest friend. Amen. He's a master of my soul. He's a host of my life. He's the shepherd of my soul. He's the Lord of my life. Amen. He's the one that leads and guides me. He's taking me places that I'd never imagined. And all He's saying to us today, Lexi, He's saying, follow thou me. He says, you follow me. Amen. Praise God. And He said, it'll all be good. He said, if you'll just follow me. That's what He's saying to every one of us. Just follow Jesus. Amen. That's all we can do today. This man Jesus comes our way. And all we can do is just follow. He's saying to every one of us today, He said, follow thou me. He said, you follow me.